One day, a wild fox was strolling in the forest when it accidentally noticed a crow flying by with a large piece of meat in its mouth. "Hello, crow," said the fox. "I think your eyes are beautiful like the eyes of a hawk." Flattered by the fox, the crow slowly hovered to the branch of a nearby tree. The fox continued speaking. "When I see you closely now, your wings look as strong as if they were the wings of an eagle." The crow was quite pleased. The fox continued saying, "I really want to hear your voice. I can only imagine how melodious it must be." The crow suddenly opened its mouth to sing, and the chunk of meat fell into the ground. The frog rushed in and took the meat before he disappeared in a flash. The moral of this story is that flattery usually comes from those with hidden agendas. So basically, if someone flatter you or give you or say something too good to be true to you, you have to be careful, you know, that the person who speaks something that too good to you will have some hidden agenda. What is hidden agenda? Hidden agenda is something like the intention, something like somebody have some flag in their mind that they have the target, or they want something already in their mind, and they say something or they try to talk something that make something that they want come true. So that is called a hidden agenda. Yeah. So it's some intention that have flag in their mind. So when somebody flatter you, so say something too good or compliment you, yeah, they will have something in their own mind. See? Like this story that the cloud is some blackbird, you know? Blackbird, yeah, they have some meat in his mouth. But you know, the meat, it is the food, right? Meat, the food, and the fox actually cannot fly, right? Cloud actually can fly. So cloud actually is on the tree, so it can fly over from one branch to another branch. Right, but the fox actually see a crow, that blackbird, have meat in his mouth. So they want to eat some meat. Right? The fox want to eat meat. So what did he think? He think, oh, if he can get the meat, then that would be good. So how he want to proceed his thought? That's why he start to say and talk with the crow, the blackbird, and talk to him, saying that, "Hey, you are beautiful, you are so good, right? You are so strong." So the crow want to talk more, right? And want to hear more from the fox, because the fox says something good, yeah. So the crow like it. Then the crow actually fly close to the fox. And then the fox starts saying, "Hey, you are so beautiful, right?" And he want to hear the voice of the crow. Why he want to hear the voice? Why he want the crow to sing? Because when somebody sing, they open the mouth. Eh? It's open the mouth. So when you want to sing, do you have to open the mouth? Do you? Yeah. So you open the mouth. Yeah. And when you open the mouth, you cannot hold the meat in your mouth anymore, right? So that is the purpose of the fox. So the fox ask, "Hey, can you sing the song for me?" So when crow is convinced to sing the song, that is the time that the meat fall out, yeah, from the mouth of the crow. So what happened after that? Then the meat fall into the floor, into the ground. Then the fox actually just take the meat away and don't care about the crow anymore. So you can see that somebody talk something too good, then they will have their intention, right? They will have their intention to do something, yeah. And the second moral of this story is that don't open your mouth when you have something in your mouth, so the food will fall out from your mouth. okay, so time to go to bed. Yeah, thanks for this story.
Thank you, Papa. Thank you. Good night.